Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Years of helping his fellow blinded veterans paid off recently for one dedicated volunteer in the form of the Department of Veterans Affairs National Male Volunteer of the Year Award. James Hogan has logged nearly 3,000 hours of voluntary service through the Blinded Veterans Association. That organization helps blinded veterans and their families by providing service programs, regional groups, resources, and advocacy. There's no charge for any of it, and you don't have to be a member to get help. All legally blinded veterans are eligible for assistance, whether they become blind during or after active duty military service. The volunteers demonstrate equipment and aids used by the blind, provide information on programs and services, and encourage blinded veterans to use the opportunities that will help them become more independent and self-sufficient. The veterans' family members often volunteer too, and in Hogan's case, so does his guide dog, Atticus, who serves as a therapy dog for Veterans Administration hospital patients. Learn more at BVA.org or 800-669-7079.
Welcome to Dave's Helpful Tips. Hi, this is Dave, and thank you for tuning in to our very first episode of Dave's Helpful Tips for the Blind and Low Vision Audience, where I hope to share with you some tips on accessible technology, as well as some helpful tips for independence around the house. We might even take a stab at cooking someday. But first, check this out.
And it goes a little something like this.
Money. Ah, yes, we all need it. But if you're blind, and especially if you live in the United States, it's hard to tell what denomination of money you've got. Of course, you could put a mark on it, or fold it in a certain way, if you knew in advance what the denomination of bill it was. But what do you do until then? At one time, your only alternative was to buy this big old cumbersome device where you'd put a bill in and half the time it might give you the correct information.
You have no money, you are broke.
Huh. Well, those things might be more accurate than I thought. Ah, but they were still big and bulky and cost a lot of money. So, we fast forward to today, where things are so much easier. You can still use your standalone device. Or, if you've got an iPhone or Android, there are convenient apps that will tell you exactly what denomination of money you have. It's just as simple as downloading the free application. iPhones offer a few alternatives. Seeing AI is a free application that will tell you accurately what money you have, along with Cash Reader, which is available on both Apple and Android platforms. Cash Reader can determine denominations of currencies from around the world. Please note, this is a very versatile application. However, there is a small fee to unlock all of its features. Seeing AI is a completely free iOS application, which means it can be used on your iPhone. However, it only detects US currency. Still, Seeing AI is completely free and offers several other free features, including color detection. This free app will even allow you to read your own mail by scanning in with OCR software built into this free application. It reads aloud what it's just seen, allowing you to read your mail independently. Although there are other applications who boast similar features, Seeing AI is completely free, making it especially attractive. For those who wish to use a standalone unit, several models are available. Contact your local Division of Blind Services or the Lighthouse in your area for assistance, as some units are available for free. Companies such as ILS and MaxiAids offer a similar device for a very reasonable price. All you do is place your currency in the small handheld device, press a button, and presto! It reads aloud the currency you've just placed in your money reader. Some devices offer a feature where instead of reading it aloud, it will vibrate a certain amount of times to let you know what bill you have. This allows complete independence as well as privacy and security. Some apps for iPhone and Android offer this feature as well. There is no doubt that being totally blind or having low vision can be difficult or frustrating at times. But over the years, we've picked up some tips to help make life a little bit easier. And we hope that you'll tune in next week for more of Dave's helpful tips. And for you sighted people, guys, don't leave your wallet in your back pocket. It only means trouble. This is Dave for Blind and Beyond.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Hope you can call in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you missed any part of this show or any of the shows we've had, we have more than 300 shows we archive. Go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blind and, don't forget the A&D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Check us out. And go to where it says live shows. You can listen to the show live, or you can listen to any of the past shows. There's more than 300 of them that you missed, any of the shows in the past. More than 300 there are archived. When this show's over, well, sometimes an hour and a half later or the next day, you'll hear this show archived. Folks, it's trivia time. Trivia time. This is my trivia time. That's right. This is one of my songs from the past. Who is singing this song? I'll just say this way. He was great. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is he?
Ain't no river wide enough, baby. If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, 'cause baby,
you don't know that voice. You haven't heard music in the last 50 years.
Listen.
All I know is one thing. He was great. Who is he? Who is he? Who is he? 407-894-1680.
Chris is over there laughing at you, Michael.
407-894-1680.
You think...
you know music, you know that voice. If you don't know music, well, then go in the closet and say,
oh my
I don't
God.
Know music. I don't know music.
They might know music. They might not know yours.
That voice doesn't make a difference. It's my song or anybody's song. They all know that voice.
Listen, I got a caller that's been on hold for a while trying to get in and have a conversation with you. We got Mike from Aventura back on the phone line. Mike, Happy New Year to you.
Yeah,
Mike,
hi.
Happy New Year from Miami, Florida.
Hi, Happy New Year. I know who that is, but I can't win because...
You know who that is?
Yeah. I know who that is, but I can't win because I won a few weeks ago.
Oh.
But I wanted to tell
you... It's a new year.
There was a...
I heard new rules. She just said you can win... If you know it, because it's a new year. It's a new year.
Okay, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Yay.
You're very right. You're very right. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Fantastic.
Don't take a bus. Take Subway.
Right. I wanted to tell you, this person
that's not
in
my
New
joke.
York.
I never said it was my joke.
He was blind. He became blind at the age of 12. He used to write for local newspapers, and he was friends with Phil Rizzuto and many other sportscasters, and he was pretty famous up there. I just read his book, but he died a few weeks ago.
Who's that?
Who was that, Mike?
Yeah, Ed Lucas.
No, I was not familiar with Ed Lucas.
I'm not familiar with him either. He wrote a book, you said?
Yeah, he wrote a book about Ed, all about himself. It was a biography about himself. And he was pretty big. He used to go out to a lot of Yankees games and a lot of the ball games. And he worked with a lot of broadcasters and interviewed a lot of...
He was blind? Players. He was blind?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ed Lucas.
Thanks for telling us about him.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to look him up. Thank you, Mike.
Ed Lucas.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Yes. Thank you for being part of our 2022 first show of the year.
Right. Wow. That's great. I enjoy you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thank
Hold
you
on
so
one moment.
Much.
All right,
thank
Mike?
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Mike, you don't mind a show that's, as they say, unorthodox. That's what they say, that I'm unorthodox. That's what they say about the show. The show is not orthodox.
All right, let's go back to the phone line and let's talk with the other half of the dynamic duo all the way from West Palm Beach, Florida, the one and only Crystal. How you doing, Crystal? Happy New Year.
Hi, everybody.
Christine.
It's
Christine, not Crystal.
Maybe it's
Crystal.
Look, that's somebody named Crystal talking about me then for that to come out. So whoever Crystal, if you're talking about me, you can call me right here at the radio station, R-A-T-9. Hi, Christine.
Otherwise known as Crystal.
Yeah. Well,
Happy New Year, Christine.
Happy New Year, Christine. So what can
happy
we do for you this fine day?
Well, I was trying to call in for trivia, but that other guy got in front of me, so...
They have to push him out of the way.
Well,
push him out of the way. You want me to give you a trivia question?
Sure.
Huh?
Sure. If you want to.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you a question. This is a very hard question, though. I'm going to make it very hard. Who's buried in Grant's tomb? Now, if you don't know that, what can I tell you? I'll give you a hint.
He's punchy tonight.
Or was it Mary Lou?
So is Chris.
No.
So who do you think is buried in Grant's tomb?
Grant. It's his tomb.
There you go.
Oh, yes. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Ulysses S. Smith. By the way, who was this guy?
Thank
who was
you.
He? You know who he was? Who was he?
Wasn't it Ulysses?
Yeah, but who was he?
Grant? He was general of the Union Army and one of the presidents. Don't ask me the number. I always go blank on that.
but he was a president. That's correct. He came after Lincoln.
Yeah.
He came after Lincoln. Not a president.
Yeah.
He went to Lincoln. You listen.
Thanks for calling in, Christine. Thank you. We got to run. Thank you.
Thank you. We got to run.
You're welcome.
Don't ask me where we're running to.
Where are you running?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Christine.
Happy New Year.
For putting up with us all these years. All right. Anybody else on the line, Chris?
I thought we had Linda from New York, on the line, but she's no longer there.
Oh, she wanted to win.
Yeah, I think she was calling in to win.
I got a very interesting New Year's Eve question.
It's not New Year's Eve anymore.
Oh, it's not New Year's Eve anymore? Well, this show is still New Year's.
Yeah. Our first show of the year.
Yes.
It's a doozy.
Who wants to call in? And I'll ask a question for a New Year's Eve question. It's not a hard question. It's a very easy one.
Well, ask it.
I'm asking if somebody wants to call in first.
Well, if you ask the question, I guarantee you somebody's going to call in.
You don't even have a question.
I do have a question.
What is it?
But I want somebody to call in first, and I'll ask the question.
Oh, my
gosh. It's more fun if they call in.
Well, I got
because
one.
Because if they don't call in.
I got a question.
What?
I want to know who is Crystal. That's what I want to know, because Crystal talking about me, and Crystal just came out. So Christine just like, well, you must know Crystal. I know about two of them. So out of the two, one of them talking about me.
Here's my,
here's my big question.
It's going to be time to go to break.
I want to know, what's my oldest dog's name?
Oh, my God.
My oldest dog's name.
Everybody knows that.
No, they might not. My oldest dog's name. We have right now three dogs.
Yeah.
What's my oldest dog's name?
She's being really good right
now. Yeah, she's being real good right now.
I took her out and we gave her turkey.
Oh, that was one of the questions I was going to say.
Oh. Have only
any question? Nobody knows.
They know.
Our dogs, first to oldest.
Yeah, they know.
Name.
I hear somebody call, but they couldn't get through. So
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. What's our oldest dog's name?
Oh, my.
We talk about it all the time.
I got it. Can I get in on the trivia?
No.
Yeah, you
can. Neither
get
can I. It's not fair. We can't.
Your family. That's the rule. The family can't win.
Oh, okay.
Of course, I could go to the other room and I could call it.
Right. I could disguise my voice.
Her name is Harriet.
Waka, waka, waka.
1 minute, and that's it. We're going to break. Get back to business here.
Get back to business.
Yeah.
You mean the fun's got to be over?
That's why they say the show's, what they say, our show?
Unorthodox.
Unorthodox. I'm not orthodox.
It sounds like we're trying to get into the swing of things for the new year. Because we missed last week. That's what it sounds like to me.
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself.
Yeah. My goodness. All right, we'll ask that question.
Anyway, we're going to go to break.
Yeah.
We're going to go to break. We're going to go to break.
Right now.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to go a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Hi, my name is Sheila, and I have some advice for you. 7 things to quit in 2022. First, trying to please everyone. Second, fearing change. Third, living in the past. Fourth, overthinking everything. 5th, being afraid to be different. 6th, sacrificing your happiness for others. And 7th, thinking you're not good enough. Happy New Year.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website at www.csun.com/opportunities.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number, well, the phone number is still there waiting for you to call. 407-894-1680. I can't say it's slower than that. 407-894-1680. Lynn, it's your time. You're up.
Okay, well, this is really, really neat. We're going to have a very special young lady on in about 30 seconds. And I'd like to welcome Madeline Ryan Smith. And if you don't know, Madeline is the youngest woman candidate to run for the Georgia House of Representatives, District 158. And Madeline is also a disability advocate, and she'll tell us all about that. And welcome, Madeline. Welcome, welcome on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Thank you for having me, you guys. I'm really excited to be here.
All righty.
Well, so can you tell us a little about yourself?
Right.
Yes. So obviously my name is Madeline. I am 24 years old. I am a recent, I'll be a graduate of a master's degree from Georgia Southern University, where I also got my bachelor's degree in psychology in 2020. And so I've been a kind of a student college person living in Statesboro, Georgia for the past 6 years of my life. And this has kind of become home for me. So, you know, we're down here in southeastern rural Georgia living life with the heat and everything else. But I am blind. I have retinitis pigmentosa that I was diagnosed with at 8 years old. I have a guide dog named Mercury who graduated from Guiding Eyes for the Blind, and we were matched in 2018. So we've been a team for a little bit. He's also my first guide dog. I went blind when I was 18, just from RP, you know, and I kind of got thrown into politics just because of what I was studying in school. I'm studying social science, and that's part of social science, and so I just got really involved in it, and here we are.
Okay, now,
I have to tell our audience something very...
You wrapped all that up in about 2 seconds.
I have to say this before we get started.
Yeah.
For our listeners, if you start saying something, the following, if you're going to say this, we've always said two things we don't talk about. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion. We're staying right now, the same thing we're talking about right now to Madeline. We're not talking about politics. We're not talking about religion. We have her on the radio show for this reason, because she happens to be blind. And this happens to be a vision-impaired blind radio show. So because she's blind, we wanted her to come on and talk about
an advocate for disability.
How and why she's running. Right. But I have one question I have to ask her, that, and I'm not talking about whether you, I don't care what you are, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever you are, I don't care. I want to know one thing right now, and this is not about politics. I want to know, why do you think in the world we live in today, it's so mean as far as politics today? You have so much fighting between relatives and fighting between this one and that one, all because of politics. Why do you think that is today? Never 20 years ago, this was not fighting. I mean, when I was a kid growing up, and I used to go to school, and they talked about Eisenhower, they talked about Stevenson, they talked about Kennedy as the years went on. Nobody was fighting. There was no screaming going on. There was no cursing and at one another.
Why do you think that is now
in this world we live in?
Well, my first thing that comes to mind is what we have been introduced to in the past 20 years, and that is the development of technology. I think that a huge reason why politics has gotten so mean is because we forget the human behind the keyboard. We forget that what we do and say online affects people. It affects everybody emotionally, no matter what side you're on, no matter what you think or who you are, what you look like or sound like. Words hurt. And we like to say that, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones and words will never hurt me, but they do. And we don't like to admit that they do. But I think it's gotten just so mean because we've really just forgotten to watch our words and speak to each other like we're humans. And I think that that goes on both sides, no matter what you believe. Both sides of the spectrum politically are very guilty of all of that. It's not just one group. It's not just one person or anything. It's everybody who's involved and really passionate about politics. But I also think it comes from a place of really just not feeling like you're being heard. And I think that as a white woman, it might be easy for me to say that, but I think that especially with technology and how interconnected the internet is and how we can talk to somebody across the world in 2 seconds if we wanted to, the national news and the local news is all right at our fingertips, and we all have opinions about everything. And, you know, no two people's opinions are exactly the same. And I think that we forget that in politics and in all social sciences, whether that's psychology, sociology, whatever you look at, all of that is subjective. There is no right answer in politics. It's just whatever you think might be best for the group. So,
Madeline,
you know.
And I really think that it also carries over into the blind world, because the blind community is so hard on each other.
It really
yes.
is.
And
yes.
it's we very were. Difficult because we're all in this for the same purpose, and we're all trying to make life better, but yet we're so quick to judge and criticize instead of pick them up and support them. And I don't know what your opinion is on that, Madeline, but it just really bothers me about how people are so quick to just criticize.
Yes, I think you're exactly right. And, you know, that goes for anybody of any belief system or anything that you want to associate with your life. You know, we can all live by the golden rule. That there is no religion with the golden rule. It's treat others the way you want to be treated. I was raised like that with my parents. And I was raised in a religiously and politically split household. And so I got the best of both worlds growing up. And I always was taught that no matter what somebody else might think, they're entitled to their opinion, and you need to treat humans with respect no matter what.
You can and one of my favorite sayings is, if everybody is in a room and they're all agreeing, somebody's lying.
Exactly. Because there's three sides to every story. There's yours, mine, and the truth, right?
Right.
So
or
you know,
and everybody's got an opinion if they're willing to share it in a respectful manner.
Madeline, may I ask why you decided to run for office?
as the youngest woman in Georgia. It's District 158. And I read also that that Faith Ferrell and some of the people taught you some hard lessons, but this is one of the reasons why you decided to run for office, to give back.
Yes, and honestly, this kind of goes right into the topic of disability. I live in a rural town where, you know, I obviously don't drive a car. And it is, we don't have public transportation down here. I cannot go to the grocery store by myself. You know, it's just not a city or a town that is built for someone with a disability. And I've been living here for 6 years, and I've just kind of made it work for me. And I think that it's worked for me specifically because I'm just blind. You know, and that is, I feel like I can say that because I have a lot of friends who have a lot of different disabilities. We have a really active disability group at my college university. And so I'm friends with people who are in wheelchairs, that are chronically ill, that have had cancer more than once in their life. And it's like, okay, like being blind compared to some of these people is really just not that bad. And it's not because it isn't or it is, but that's just my perception. And I have found that when you have a very diverse group of a lot of different people from many different walks of life, especially where you find it on a college campus, and the only thing that is uniting all of you is the fact that you are all disabled, you get to hear about, you know, like as a blind woman, I don't necessarily pay attention to whether or not automatic door buttons work, right? And so that's not something that I'm always aware of, but my friend in a wheelchair who has to get to and from her apartment every day relying on those, she brings that to my awareness. So it's just, we're all kind of working together to bring more of a awareness to it. But a really big reason why I wanted to run for office in this area specifically is because of how underprivileged it is for minority groups like that. You know, and I'm not the only one in Statesboro who has a disability, obviously, and all of us struggle equally to do simple things like going to the grocery store by ourselves to have food to eat. And I think that our local government is trying to solve that problem, but it's just the fact that geographically where we are, it's really difficult. And so I kind of wanted to bring more awareness to that and give rural areas of states more of a voice. You know, like we are all farmers down here, and we have agriculture and big fields, but we still need to have public access and be able to be in our community as a person with a disability. So,
hey, Madeline.
And there are a lot of areas with
school. Chris, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How's everybody doing? Chris Shaw here. Listen, I had a caller to call in, and he wanted to ask you, Madeline, how do you feel about this mask mandate for the blind and visually impaired person? Because he's blind, visually impaired, and he's having trouble, you know, with this mask mandate or this mask issue. So how are you handling it from your point of view?
I actually run into the exact same issue. I have RP, so I have about 8 degrees of usable vision. And when I'm wearing a mask, you know, my residual vision is cut in half at that point. So I'm working with even less than what I already have. And personally, I do not support mandated masks or vaccines for the general public. I believe strongly in autonomy in whatever that looks like. I think that we are not in any place as humans to, like, it's not my place to tell somebody else what they should or should not be injecting into their body. It's not my place to tell somebody else what they should or should not do in public. If you are unwilling to do those things for public safety, maybe it's a good option to stay home. But I don't think if you're just a general, you know, if you're just trying to go to the grocery store, I don't think anybody should be forcing you to wear a mask. If you're a nurse or someone who's working in public health and that's your profession, that's a different story. But for the general public, especially for people with disabilities, I can think of a million different reasons why somebody with a disability cannot physically wear a mask. And I think that we need to be focusing on that. I think Corona and COVID and the pandemic have given us a really great outlet to really highlight disabilities and what our daily struggles are like. And I think that we kind of as a whole country have not really succeeded in doing that.
Madeline, this is Michael.
Hey.
It's not about politics, but I'll tell you right now. You and I totally disagree on that, which is the answer you just gave.
Oh, really?
Totally disagree. 100%.
Okay. Yeah. Because tell me
why. I'll tell you why. Because when I went to school, I'll never forget, they didn't ask me if I wanted to get a polio shot. They sent them a letter to my parents if Michael's going to come to school, he's got to get a shot. If he's not going to come to school, he doesn't have to get a shot. That's it. Mm-hmm. You don't come to school without a shot. And that's it. That was very simple. You want to come to this school, you have to get a shot. It was a public school. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have a choice. They put all the kids in a lineup, and they gave all the kids, all the kids get polio shots. And mm-hmm. all I know is one thing. Today, they give you a lot of shots when you're born. The doctor says, okay, here's your shot for this, here's your shot for this, here's your shot for this. The point is very simple. I just had an emergency last week. And I had to go to the hospital. And this is where what you just said involves with me. Because I had to go to the hospital, and I had to wait hours to get into the room because there was so many people from COVID-19 there waiting to get there in the hospital. They were all sick with COVID. And the point is, I went around asking people. Most of those people never got shots. Most of them. So the point is, because they didn't get their shots, and now they're sick, I got all my shots. I was going there for something else, and I couldn't get into the hospital room because all these people are sick. I felt like slapping their faces because now you're on my space. It's one thing if you don't want to wear a mask and you want to get sick, that's up to you. But now you're causing me to have problems. So it's not just a simple basic thing is don't wear a mask, wear a mask. The minute you're going to go outside in the public.
That's what she said, stay home.
Well, all right, that's fine. You want to stay home, you have to wear a mask. But the minute you go outside.
Yeah,
then you should wear a mask because you can't, Madeline.
And I think that going on with what you're saying, agreeing with what you're saying, you cannot have the best of both worlds. You can't actively choose to not care about corona and still partake in the general public. You can either stay home and not wear a mask and not get vaccinated, or you can be a active member of the community and choose to protect those around you. It's you do one or the other. You don't get both.
Well, Madeline,
Madeline,
we're running out of time. I just wanted you to have the opportunity to give everybody your Facebook page and how they can look up more about Madeline Ryan Smith.
Let's have it back. We'll have you back before election time.
Of course. Oh, yes. Of course. I would love to come back. But my website is just MadelineRyanSmithForGeorgia.com. And that's it. And then you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Madeline Ryan Smith is my tag, and you can follow all of our stuff. But website probably is the best place to find all the more information, and everything is linked there. So Madeline Ryan Smith for Georgia.com. Yeah. But yes, I would love to come back anytime.
And you can bring Mercury with you. Is Mercury with you right now by your side?
Oh, yes, he is sitting right here.
Hi, Mercury.
The Yellow Lab. Is he from Southeastern Guide Dogs? Is that what you said?
No, he's from Guiding Eyes for the Blind up in New York.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you have a healthy and happy new year, and good luck with your campaign.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me, you guys. I really enjoyed
it. Thanks for joining us so much.
It was very nice to meet
you. Good luck.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go to break, Chris.
We'll go to break.
Our next guest.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
The 37th annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, well, maybe you can do it. Yeah, you have to have your finger to do it. 407-894-1680. Well, you don't need a finger. That's true, because I can call my operator and ask them to do it. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. What are you saying? What are you saying, Lynn?
She was laughing, so I'm laughing.
Okay.
She makes me laugh.
Lynn.
Okay. All right. Let's get our last guest in before we go off the air. Well, we would like to welcome Andrew Elkins, and Andrew is the events and marketing manager at CSUN. And if you don't know what CSUN is, you better listen up. As far as I know, it's the largest assistive technology conference in the world. Am I correct, Andrew? Welcome.
Yeah, that is very correct, and thank you again for having me on the show.
Thank you for joining us, and thank you for sponsoring us. We appreciate your support.
Yeah, we're happy to support you guys. So the CSUN Assistive Technology Conference is going into its 37th year, being the largest assistive technology conference in the world. And it's the only university-sponsored one of its kind. And so we hold it every March in Anaheim, California.
And this year it's in person also, both virtual and a hybrid?
It is. We are in person this year. We were virtual in 2021, and we've decided to move forward being in person in 2022. We will have some aspects, hybrid aspects to our conference, where our keynote address, feature presentations, and one of our session rooms will be live streamed throughout the week of the conference.
Tell us more about, and Sheila, I'm sure you have questions too. Tell us more about what do you expect to find if one was to go to the conference?
Well, when you come to our conference, and our conference dates are March 14th to the 18th, like I said, this year, at the Anaheim area in Anaheim, California. Basically, we have one day of pre-conference workshops. They're interactive workshops that have in-depth training and content. We have over 200 educational sessions that are going to take place over 4 days, which is Tuesday to Friday. We've changed the way our schedule works a little bit to accommodate spreading sessions out, more for social distancing reasons. So there's more days to take in all the content of our show. We also have an exhibit hall that has quite a number of exhibitors with the latest cutting-edge technology for inclusive living. And that's open Wednesday through Friday, the 16th to the 18th of March. And then we have a preview night for our conference attendees on Tuesday, March 15th.
And your exhibit hall is all types of disabilities, not just vision, correct?
That is correct. We're a broad disability conference. So we have technology that is going towards, you know, all the different disabilities. And we also have agencies and services as well.
So physically challenged, you've got deaf, disability, hard of hearing, autistic.
Correct. Cognitive
disability. Yeah.
Deaf, hard of hearing, blind, low vision. We try and cover it all.
And you said some of it will be streamed, but not a lot of it. Is that correct?
What we will have live streamed will be actually free and available to the public. And again, that's our keynote address, our morning feature presentations, and then we'll have one of our session rooms that's live streamed Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
And the exhibit hall is not going to be streamed at all.
Nobody
can talk with any of the vendors or anything.
No, that's going to be live and in person, although that is also open and free to the public. So if people are in California, in Anaheim, or in the surrounding areas, they can come out to the conference. We are, when we're talking about, obviously, the current pandemic situation, we are requiring all attendees, including vendors and staff, to be vaccinated. We're going to have masks required indoors, daily health screenings. We routinely sanitize all the public and conference areas. And then all of our session rooms are going to be expanded room sizes and social distancing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You're really taking it all into consideration.
I'm impressed too.
Well, when we decided to be in person, you know, the health and safety of all of our conference participants is of utmost importance to us, especially since, you know, the community is a little bit more susceptible to, obviously, the pandemic.
Right. Can you tell us more, elaborate on the virtual aspect so that our listeners, you know, in all parts of the country, maybe they can't travel to Anaheim, how they can access, you know, more.
Sure. So the virtual aspects of our conference will be accessible through our conference website, which will be csun.at/conference. So there'll be an area where they can go there. I'm pretty sure, you know, we're still working on some of the technical details. But in the past, specifically the keynote address has been available through YouTube. So it is captioned, and you can obviously hear everything that's going on.
Andrew, I have to interrupt you. Andrew, can you do me a favor? Could you say it again? Because people, you say it too fast. Could you repeat the where they can listen?
Yeah. So you'll be able to get a link through the conference website, which is csun.at/conference. And so there'll be links there on the conference website to access the keynote address program, the morning feature presentations, and then all the sessions that are being live streamed.
And where do people go if they want to register and come in person?
Yes. So if people want to register and come to the full conference, that actually opens this Tuesday on the 11th of January. You can go to csun.at AT/register or the conference website address that I gave a couple seconds ago.
How many people usually come to these conferences?
Traditionally, pre-pandemic, we normally had somewhere between 4,500
to the conference.
I mean, when we held the conference in 2020, just as the pandemic was breaking, and our attendance was significantly lower at that time just because of travel restrictions that put in place. Mm-hmm. So we're expecting the conference to be a little less attended this year. So it gives a lot more opportunity for people who can make it out to experience the conference without being, you know,
shoved around the hotel and conference room. And I know. I've been to those conferences.
Yeah, so it's going to be, our conference is all about the community that comes to the CSUN conference. The fact that we did it virtual, is something that was challenging for us last year and for our attendees. So they're really looking forward to getting back in person and getting together because they're networking and then just finding the latest educational sessions and just getting to talk with each other is really what brings people together for the CSUN conference.
And do you offer CEUs for teachers and rehab teachers?
Yes, we do offer CEUs.
What is a CEU, folks?
It's a continuing education.
Oh, okay.
To put towards certifications or some certain degrees.
Oh, so you can take courses while you're there.
You get credit.
You get credit towards the course.
You get credit for being there, and then you can use it towards anything that your job might require.
Very nice.
Yeah, so our CEU information will be up on our website in the next couple of weeks.
All righty. Well, thank you, Andrew. Thanks for joining us. And give out the website one more time, please.
Sure. You can find all the information on the conference at csun.at/conference.
It's also on our webpage, correct, Andrew?
It is. Yes.
Yes. So it's on our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, on our webpage.
And we'll be talking to you again anyway before March.
We're supposed to come back on the program in February.
Exactly. Will you stay healthy out there, please?
Okay. You guys as well.
Thanks
again for having us on the show and being a partner with us.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Andrew. It was so nice to meet you.
Have a great evening.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Righty. Michael, any final words before?
Yes.
Not going off the air yet.
For an unorthodox person that I am. For those folks that don't like the radio show because I'm too unorthodox.
Well, they wouldn't be listening if they didn't like it.
But they might tune in for the first time.
We're going to make.
I make plenty of mistakes. I know. I say it all the time.
You know,
when I was a kid growing up, I threw off my eraser. You know why? It wore out. And I made so many mistakes.
Brother.
But my friends around me took care of me. My friend Sid Payne was around me. And I had a great... You know what? They don't have classes like they did when I was a kid. Because we had a ball growing up. It's amazing. When you hear what's going on today with all the shootings and all the schools. I went to a school, folks. There's 40 kids in a classroom. My graduation class had about 600 kids.
You never had those centers.
In those days, they had A and B class. So you graduated in January, you graduated in June, and you started at the same time. You started in September or you started in January. So you were in 1A or 1B, 2A, 2B, all the way through. So you have an A or B next to your name. So this way, you graduate in January or in June, because there were so many kids in the school. We never had that many problems. Yes, we had some fighting going on, yes.
You know why?
But there was no such thing as knives or guns.
But there was more respect in those days.
Yeah, the problem was.
We respected our elders. And
in my school, was half black and half Jewish. There was a few other nationalities, but most 90%, if you were white, you were Jewish, and maybe a few other nationalities besides that. But it was a very, very big Jewish population in my school and a big black, because the way the school was situated, right? If you don't know Philadelphia, what I'm telling people know about Philadelphia, Philadelphia is a very segregated city. If you say to me Mount Airy in Philadelphia back in the 50s, you were Jewish. If you said certain cities, I knew you were black. I could tell you if you were Irish, if you lived in certain parts of Philadelphia. Whatever nationality, you measure the street, I said, okay, you're Catholic, you're Jewish, you're this, you're that, because of the street. That's where I was. So that's where we were brought up, in Philadelphia. A lot of cities are the same way, but Philadelphia is very big. Today, it might still be that way. I don't know, because I haven't been there 40 years. But being there when I was a kid, that's where it was. But I grew up, it was, what can I say? No fighting, and if there was fighting, it was only with your hands. And it wasn't the meanness as it is right now.
Michael?
What do you want to say, Sheila Young?
I'm not saying anything. That's Lynn.
No, it's not Sheila.
What?
Chris? Going to get that song ready for me?
It's already cute, ready to go. I think I got this one right.
We're going to play a song called New Day as our outro. It is a new day and to look forward to. And it's my turn to say, see you next week with, I have to cross off Sheila because Sheila's here tonight. I'm used to last week's clock with the changes to this week. All right, so see you next week with co-host Dave Hillebrandt.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. We'll be right back in 1 week. Thank you very much, Sheila Young.
Right on.
Thank you, Miss Green.
You are welcome.
Thank you. What's his name? Chris Shaw.
Thank you.
No
happy
problem.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you.
Happy birthday,
thank Chris. You. Happy birthday. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome. Take care. And hey, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Take care. Love you all. Be safe. Be well.
Thanks for listening.
To dream bigger dreams where impossible is not hard as it seems, and live in high hopes throughout your day, and know that happiness is quickly on its way. We're moving forward, we're going higher, we're reaching things that we formerly just desired. Fun and excitement, it fills the air. It's not coming, yeah, it's already here.